All right, Chris, when a guy gets to first base, what's the usual conversation between you two?
Most of the time it's about baseball, how we're feeling. You know, I might say swing it or something like that, and just like little small talk. If it's somebody I know or somebody that I, you know outside of baseball, we might talk about other things. But for the most part, we're just kind of talking about what's going on in the game. People want to know that if we're talking about, like, you know, hanging out in the off season or anything like that. And not very often. We do play Texas here when we go back home. I know a bunch of those guys pretty well. So, you know, just kind of keep it light. Sometimes we'll make fun of each other or something like that, but nothing serious.
Now, if it's a new guy, maybe a guy that just got called up, do you initiate a conversation? Do you wait for them? Do you just...
I usually say what's up to everybody. You know, I mean, it's kind of awkward if you don't say anything. You're just standing there the whole time. And I remember there were guys when I, you know, came up that I would get on first and I'd be like, what's up, man? How's it going? And they just completely big league me. And I'm like, well, you're a tool. So, you know, I always try to say what's up to everybody. And, you know, if they don't want to talk much. I actually think one of the Yankees guys the other day, I said what's up to him. I don't think he spoke much English. He just kind of looked at me and nodded his head. And I was like, at least he, you know, made the effort. So.
Now what about, like, say, Ichiro or the, you know, the Japanese guys? Do you worry about maybe they don't understand me? Or are you surprised sometimes that they speak better English than maybe what you thought?
Yeah, I think it's always kind of fun to see where they're at. You know, Ichiro's been around a long time. I've played against him in Seattle for a number of years. They'll usually at least say, what's up? Kawasaki's a guy with the Blue Jays that I didn't know before this year. Just basically said, what's up? And you know, they don't really talk much. Most guys really don't talk that much at first. They're trying to get their signs. They're trying to get their leads. And I think there's this, like, stigma out there that if they're talking to me that I'm going to, like, try to pick them off or something like that. But it's, you know, it's always random over there.
What's the funniest interaction you've had at when you were at first, or maybe you're at first base as a hitter? What's the funniest or oddest interaction you've ever had?
I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I can't remember who was on first base. I think it might have been Overbay. It was a 3-2 count, and I told Miguel, I was like, hey, I'm playing behind him. And he didn't understand what I said, so he took the ball, and he threw it out. He thought, I don't know if he thought I was telling him to throw the ball out. And I'm like, you know, Gary throws another ball. And he steps off, and I was like behind him, and he's like, he like kind of turns around, and it took him forever to figure out what I was saying. And me and Mick, the first base coach, I think it was Overbay, we're just like dying laughing because they're like, seriously, this is like the universal sound for I'm playing behind him. But other than that, Vernon, you know, just for this club's sake, Vernon's a guy that I've known for a long time. He's really close with Michael Young, so I've you know, known him since I was in Texas, and we always have a good laugh over there. We're always bagging on somebody.